so happy you're here listening right now. This is Eternity Church's weekly podcast. You will find our messages encouraging, inspirational, and relative to your life, no matter what stage of the journey you find yourself in. Here's Pastor Jesse.
Give a shout of praise today. Come on, wherever you are, whatever living room you're in or cafe you're in, give the Lord a shout of praise. Right where you are, I pray for God's peace. Right where you are. All over the world, people are joining us this weekend to praise and to worship God, to be encouraged and inspired by the Word of God. In homes everywhere, hundreds of homes in central Iowa, over multiple streaming services, people setting aside a moment to ask God for help, to ask God for encouragement, to ask God for wisdom, to ask God for peace. You know, we're gathered all around this city. We're gathered all around this state. We're gathered all around this country and even all around the world right now to listen to God, to hear His voice. You know, a centurion soldier marched up to Jesus and he said, "My servant is very ill, very ill." And Jesus said, "I'm going to come quickly."
Yeah.
But the soldier replied, "You don't need to be there. You don't need to come now. Just say the word. Just say the word. And I know he'll be healed as I go." Hey, I don't know where you all are right now, but I don't need to be where you are right now for the power of God to touch your life. I know it's important to gather together, and the scriptures are really clear that when we can, we should do everything we can to gather together. But I don't need to be in your living room for the power of God to touch your life.
Right.
Jesus didn't need to be in the centurion's living room for his servant to be healed. He just said the word.
Yeah.
Today, as I preach the word, I believe people are going to be healed in living rooms all over the world. Today, as I preach the word of God, I believe brokenness is going to be broken off in the name of Jesus. Today, as I preach the word in living rooms all around the world, I believe that peace is going to fall on hearts, on lives. I'm excited that you're with us today. Thank you for coming. My name is Jesse Newman. I'm the lead pastor at Eternity Church. I really am glad that you're here. Here with us in spirit, amen. I'm so glad that you're with us. Thank you. I'd encourage you to go to myeternity.com/new. That's N-E-W. Go there if you're new and get your free gift. We just want to thank you for coming. Thank you for coming and joining our live feed today. God bless you. I'm going to read the scripture from Luke chapter 8. If you're standing up, just stay standing. Luke chapter 8, verse 42 to 48 says, "As Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. But no one could heal her. No one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. Immediately, her bleeding stopped. 'Who touched me?' Jesus asked. And they all denied it, and Peter said, 'Master, people are crowding and pressing against you.' But Jesus said, 'Someone, some individual, one person on purpose touched me, and power has gone out of me.' Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed."
Amen.
And then Jesus said, "Daughter, Your faith has healed you. Go in peace. Heavenly Father, as we gather in living rooms, God, those of us here in this building today, those of us in living rooms, those of us in cafes, those of us wherever we find ourselves today, different situations all around the world, I ask that your Holy Spirit would bring peace and comfort to every family and every home and every street that is represented right now. We claim your peace. We claim your healing. We claim your comfort. And we ask you to speak to us, to encourage us, to inspire all of us in this little window. This is your time. Help us to grow in this time. In the name of Jesus. Everybody just where you are, say amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. You may take your seats. Last summer, somehow our little Henry ran away. Now, y'all have heard stories about my boy Charlie, and you know that Charlie is just another level, right? Like, he's just a next level little dude. He's another level, right? And so y'all know about Charlie, but what you might not realize is that Henry is Charlie on crack. Like, Henry is for real Charlie on crack. Henry has more energy than any kid you've ever met in your life, right? He's an absolute little psycho. He's a mini Charlie with more energy through and through. And one day, the older kids come up to Lauren and I. We were talking to a couple of neighbors out the front of our house, having a good old chin wag, just, how you going, how's the weather, yada, yada, yada. And our kids are like, dad, 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 dad. And they don't say dad, 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 because they've been in America for their whole lives, basically. And now they're like, dad, 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 and on and on. And we're like, quit it. Mom, 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 sorry, mom, 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 dad, dad, mom, mom, quit it. They're like, no, dad, listen, Henry has run away. We're like, we need to pay attention. There's a reason these kids were persistent. There's a reason they had the tenacity to keep saying, mom, mom, dad, dad, mom, mom, dad, dad, mom. Henry had run away. We looked around the house. Where is Henry? We couldn't find him. Then we get a text from one of our other neighbors saying, hey, just thought you should know Henry's outside our house throwing rocks at our house. It's like Charlie on crack. Like, that kid is psycho, right? He's out the front, sorry, out the back of our neighbor's house, picking up all the rocks out of their garden, throwing them at the house. And at this point, he's 18 months old, but he's got a good arm. I tell you, he has been able to throw stuff at his siblings since he came out of the womb, right? He's like, there's a lot of kids in this family. I'm going to need a good arm if I'm going to survive. He's throwing rocks at the neighbor's house. Don't you just love a persistent person? Don't you just love somebody who is persistently trying to get what they need? Like your kids yelling out, dad, dad, mom, mom, dad, dad, your kids run away. Like your water is flooding your basement, so your neighbor is calling you saying, water's flooding out of your house. What do you want us to do? I'm glad when that did in fact happen to us, that our neighbors were persistent in the phone calls to let us know that they needed us. But sometimes we can get super frustrated at persistent people, can't we? Right? We can allow ourselves to get ticked off at them. You know, but here's the thing about persistent people. They seem to get their miracles. They seem to get the breakthroughs, don't they? Right? You've heard the saying, the squeaky wheel gets the most oil, right? Right? They get the most breakthroughs. They get the most miracles. They seem to live in the most blessing. Funny how people who don't give up end up living a better life. You know what they say? If you're going through hell, don't stop there. Be persistent. Keep moving. Keep going. Keep chasing. Come on, don't stop there. Persistent people, people who don't give up, end up living a best life. I love the woman in this story. I love the woman with the bleeding problem. She took responsibility for her own needs. She didn't just wait for everybody else. She got her business handled. Come on. She's chasing down her blessing. She's chasing down her healing. And God created every single one of you. And God designed you. And He made you strong. You're not weak. He made you strong. He made you tough. He gave you the ability to chase down your dreams, to chase down what you need, to chase down the vision that God put in your heart. He's not putting visions in people's hearts that they can't attain. He's going to give you everything you need to get everything He's placed in your heart. Yes, He's called the church to be there for you. Yes, He designed a family to support you. Yes, He put friends in your life to bless you. But He also designed you with a mouth. And He designed you with hands to reach out and touch the garment. And He designed you with fingers to type, "I need help." Imagine being the woman in this story. She's got nothing. In fact, she's got so little, she doesn't even have an I and an N. Sorry, an I and a G. She's got nothing. Right? She's got nothing. Come on, somebody say nothing. Turn to the person in the house when you say nothing. She got nothing. Right? She's got no one. She's got no friends to talk to. No family to comfort her. No one. Not to mention she's constantly bleeding. In a time in history where if you were a woman with your period, you were considered to be unclean, considered to be dirty. She's constantly bleeding. They didn't have any hygiene products like we have today. This woman was living in constant pain, constant discomfort, living in isolation, can't eat with friends, can't visit friends, can't live with the community, can't go see the doctor. She's alone. No one could heal her, it said. No one. No one could heal her. No one in the country. No one in the state. No one in the county that she lived in. She's been everywhere trying to get help. Notice in the scripture it didn't say Janet couldn't help her. It didn't say that Josh Dole couldn't help her. It didn't say that Doug DeYarman couldn't help her. It didn't say that Pastor Sean couldn't. It said no one. No one could help her. Her family couldn't help her. Billy Ray couldn't help her. No neighbors, no Pharisees, no Sadducees, no friends. No one can help her. Some of you know what that feels like. No one can help me. I've been chasing it. I've been asking. I've been praying. But no one has been able to help me. No one could help her. She's been to every doctor and they told her to go away and die. Go away and be miserable. She's tried everything. Just before the story with Jesus, she was probably at another witch doctor saying, "What can I do? This bleeding is happening." I know she's kept going because it says no one can help her, which means she kept going. Kept going. The last witch doctor she saw probably said, "I don't know, grab a feather and tickle your ears with a feather. Jump in the air 6 times. Tip a bucket of feathers up in the air. Let them land on your head and you'll be healed." So she grabs a feather and tickles her ear. She jumps up in the air 6 times. Do you think this is going to be it? She throws a bucket of feathers up in the air. She's like, "I'm going to be healed. Come on." She's doing everything. She's tried it all. No one is able to help her. No one can do anything. She tips the bucket of feathers on her head and nothing happens. She tickled her ears, nothing happened. All that's happened is she's got allergies from the feathers and asthma from the jumping. But she's not done trying. I love this woman. She's covered in feathers. She smells like sweat. She's got blood stains on her pants. Her legs are sore from all the jump squats. She's still bleeding. She's still in pain. And she hears about another healer. There's another healer coming to town. Have you heard about her? Have you heard about him? How desperate do you want what you need? How desperate are you for the things that God put in your heart? How desperate are you for a healing? How badly do you really want to see a miracle in your marriage? Some people won't even get counseling once. And this woman's been to everyone to get her healing. How badly do you want to see a miracle in your finances? Some people won't even humble themselves and ask for help. This woman's been to everyone. We got to be willing to get a little bit undignified in pursuit of our miracles. Amen. We got to be willing to throw some feathers up in the air. We got to be willing to press in through a crowd. Somebody's going to heal me. Somebody's going to help me. If I just don't shut up, I'm going to be healed. No matter how many times I got to chase it. No matter how foolish the world says my behavior is. No matter how undeserving they say I am. I will get my miracle. I will get my miracle. I don't care what they say. So she goes into town. There's people everywhere. Everyone else has heard about the healer. People are everywhere. People all around. As she's walking, she keeps hearing stories about how this bloke has been healing people everywhere that he went. How he's raised the dead. How he's healed the blind. How he spat in a dude's eyes and made mud and he could see. How he made water turn into wine. Now her faith is rising. She starts to believe that this might finally be the answer. But she can't get close enough. Roadblock again. She forces her way through the crowd. There's an old song about this woman pressing in through the crowd. Even when the crowd presses her out, she's pressing back. She's pressing in. And then she's able to reach her hand through the last couple of people to grab a hold of his coat. And then suddenly she feels it. She's not bleeding. Her clothes are now clean. She had the tenacity. She had the resolve. A heart that said, I am willing to get even more undignified than this. I'm gonna be healed. You say I don't deserve to be here. You say that I'm dirty. You say that I'm unworthy. But I'm gonna get my healing. Listen to me. What I'm about to say is important. All day, every day, in every season of your life. But it's really important in a season of social isolation and social distancing. Listen up, what I'm about to say matters every other day of the year and every other day of your life, and it will matter in a year and it will matter in 10 years, and it really matters today. You need to make sure that someone knows who you are and knows what you need. This woman went through hell to make sure that she was known and to make sure that her needs were known by everybody. No one could heal her. She'd been to everybody. They all knew who she was. I bet everyone in the crowd knew who she was. I bet when Jesus stopped and said, "Who touched me?" they looked at her and recognized her. They were probably amazed at the smile that she had, amazed that her clothes weren't covered in blood anymore. But they knew who she was. As she was walking over there all covered in feathers, having an asthma attack, somebody yelled out, "It's a bird." No, it's Jane. The woman with the issue of blood. Here she comes again. You can't afford to live in social isolation. God designed you as a creature of socialization. That's how God designed you. That's how God designed us. That's how God designed the woman with the issue of blood. And she was not willing to go unnoticed. She was not willing to let her needs go unmet. Come on. You've been designed for fellowship. That's important every day of the year. But right now, where many of our viewers today are in self-isolation or in mandatory lockdown, some of our friends in New York or wherever you are, You need to make sure that you're still in some version of fellowship. You need to get your pen out right now, man. Have you write something down? I know a lot of you are on your phones right now, so I'm going to give you a moment. You need to get your pen out right now. Somebody yell at your kids, get me a pen! Judah, get me a pen! Don't worry, we aren't going to judge you for your parenting skills right now. We can't even hear you. We can't even see you. But I tell you what, even if we could see you, we'd be judging you for being at church in your undies. Not how you're talking to your kids, all right? So write this down. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Write this down. MyEternity.com/known. MyEternity.com/known. KNOWN. After the service, I need all of you, every single one of you, to go fill out that form and be known. Not just those of you with an issue, not just those of you that need a healing, but every one of you needs to go and fill out that form, myeternity.com/known. You need to be known. And when you're known, your needs can be met. Amen. Go fill that out. If you fill that out by letting us know who you are, letting us know I'm a committed part of this church, you'll get a phone call for prayer this week from one of our pastors. Everyone, even if it's 10,000 people, everyone will get a prayer this week from one of our pastors. And on that phone call, you'll be able to let us know if you have any needs. Right now, I want to spend a moment, though, talking about what happens when you're known. What happens when you're known? Hope, healing, and freedom come from being known. Hope. That's why she kept going till she got healed. She's like, well, now they know, and 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 now they know. By being known, she kept the hope. She kept the faith. She knew that at some point, if there's a miracle, if there's a breakthrough in that area, it's going to make its way to her because she's known. Being known will fill your heart with hope. Her healing came from making herself known. Her healing came from making herself known. She didn't wait for the miracle to come find her hiding out of town in a cave. She went after it. She went after him. And then freedom came. See, shame was removed when she got known. When she got known by the man of God, shame was removed. When she got known by Jesus, the Son of God, she got known. When she got known by God, shame was removed. Because he covers our shame. He covers our shame. See, when Adam and Eve were hiding, covered in shame, when Adam and Eve were in shame, which came because of their own sin, God covered their shame. And they brought that on themselves, and he still covered their shame. Praise God, no matter what you've done, no matter what you've brought on yourself, I believe in a shame-breaking God. I believe in a healing God, amen. I believe that God's got a new day for you, free of the shame and the pain of your past mistakes. But here's the thing. This woman didn't do anything to cause this issue of bleeding. So how much more would this woman, who by no fault of her own is living in shame, would God cover her shame? So she got hope. She got healed. And the shame, the thing that kept her isolated or tried to keep her isolated, the thing that held her back, the thing that everybody looked at and judged her by was gone. But here's what I know some of you think right now. You're like, nah, I'm not worth it. Shame. Nah, I've done bad things. Shame. I know the church staff are really super busy right now with this whole situation in the world. They've got to look after thousands of people. They've got families of their own to care for. I don't want to be a nuisance. I don't want to get in the way. I don't want to stop someone else who needs a miracle more than I do. Well, let's go back to the start of the passage. When did this woman approach Jesus? Because it's when the first sentence I read was, as Jesus was on his way. As Jesus was on his way. Where was he going? Well, it says now when Jesus returned, before that, we're going backwards for a second. Now when Jesus returned, a crowd welcomed him, for they were all expecting him. Then a man named Jairus, a synagogue leader, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to my house because my only daughter, a girl of only 12, is dying. And then she interrupts with her issue. And then this woman with the issue of blood steps up, presses through the crowd, and reaches out and grabs him by the garment. He's on his way to visit a dying girl. In fact, because this woman interrupted Jesus, the girl actually died before Jesus got there. Because she got in the way. Talk about undignified. Talk about a pain in the butt. This woman's in the way at the most inconvenient of times. And Jesus stopped and healed her. Right in the middle of the most inconvenient of moments, Jesus stopped and healed her. You're not a waste of time. You'll never be an inconvenience. We're not going to make you feel like an inconvenience. God doesn't think of you as an inconvenience. You're as valuable and as wonderful as any other person that needs our time or God's time. When will you get up and get loud and say, I need a miracle? There's never going to be an appropriate time. There's never going to be an appropriate time. Never. Someone else is going to be dying. Someone else is going to need a financial miracle. Someone else is going to need a healing. Someone else is going to need to make a phone call. Someone else is going to need a little bit of prayer. Someone else is going to need some encouragement. But this woman didn't let someone else get in the way of what she needed from God. You need to get loud and say, I need a miracle. I need help. I need a moment. I need prayer. I need food. I need a job. I just need to talk to someone. This woman got what she needed because she didn't sit back and wait for someone else to notice who she is or what she needs. She got up. She took care of business and she got a miracle. You can get a miracle. Stop living like you don't deserve it. Stop thinking someone else needs God more than you do. He's a good father and can love all his kids at the same time. I believe some people are going to find traction today because they're going to quit waiting for someone to notice that they're sick and they're just going to yell out, hey, I'm sick. I need help. Someone's going to get a job because they're going to stop waiting for someone to realize that they don't have a job. And they're going to stand up and say, I need a job. Somebody's going to get healed because they're going to say, I need healing. Somebody, please pray for me. Stop thinking you're not worth the time. Stop thinking you're not worth the investment. You are a child of God and He says you're worth it. And we say, you're worth it. Yeah. So in this season of isolation, in the middle of wherever you find yourself, get known. Get known. Come on, get known and let your needs be known too. Don't sit back wishing that somebody knew who you were. Don't sit back wishing that somebody knew what you need. We're telling you right now, I'm praying you have the strength and the courage to get known, to be known by God and by His church. I love you. I love you. It breaks my heart that in this tough season, we just can't rock up at your house and hug you. I love you. I love you. Come on, listen to me. I love you. Every person watching right now, I love you. I don't care what you did. I love you. I don't care what you said. I love you. I don't care if you're just on our Facebook page to mock us. I love you. But how I feel about you is nothing compared to how He feels about you. He loves you so much. So much. And I pray that you would take a moment, even before you take a moment, to us to fill out that form at myattorney.com/known. Before you even do that, or immediately after doing that, Scripture says to make your prayers and your petitions known to God. Spend some time in His presence and tell Him what you need. He loves you. He says that He's going to take care of you more than a sparrow in the field, and they're not going hungry. And they don't feel lonely. And they're not afraid right now. And He loves you more than that. We want to help you through this season. And that's why we want every single person joining us today to fill out the form at myeternity.com/known right after this service concludes in about 10 or so minutes. Just go do that. Every person that fills it out will get a phone call every couple of weeks. Every person, every couple of weeks. And we want you to let us know if you need anything. Hey, by the way, if you're like a business owner or you're feeling healthy and everything's fine, you don't have to wait until you've been bleeding for 12 years before you get known. You can do it today. Reach out today. Let us know who you are. Wouldn't you like us when we call up to pray for favor, for continued health, for blessing on your life? Come on, get known. Get known. Get known. Right now, I know there are people with us today that don't know Jesus. Oh, I love it because some of you got hijacked. Hey, come watch a movie with us. Ah, it's Pastor Jesse again. I know there are people watching screens all over the world who don't know Jesus. Right now, you need hope. Let me tell you this. This will pass. God is good. Life and life abundantly is not just going to come one day. It's already on its way. It's already been sent. It's already in the mail. It's on its way. Scripture says that in this world you will have some trouble. But take heart, for I have overcome the world. It's already done. He's overcome. We're just waiting for it to happen in our time now. I don't know what you're going through, but I'd ask you to pray a prayer with me in a moment and give your life to Jesus Christ. Start a relationship with God. Oh, He so wants to bless you. He so wants to take away your shame and your pain. Some of you live in shame because of things other people did to you. He wants to take it away like He did the woman who'd been bleeding for 12 years. Some of you have been living in shame because of things you've done like Adam and Eve. And He wants to take that shame away for you and set you free in Jesus' name. God hates shame. I want to ask you to pray a prayer with me right now and give your life to Jesus Christ. I promise you, your life will be better right now if you give your life to Jesus Christ. I promise you, hope will come into your life. Joy will come back into your life. Start to live the life that God designed for you. I love that we can do this all around the world from a stage in Clive, Iowa. I love this. Right now, I want every person in every living room, in every cafe, in every house, in every street, wherever you are, I want every person, whether you know Jesus already or not, I want every person to pray this prayer with me so that no one's praying it alone. And as you pray this prayer and believe it in your heart, you will be saved, set free, and set up to live a blessed life. So everybody, all around the world, everybody, repeat after me. Dear God, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died on a cross for my sin, and He rose again to give me life, hope, joy, peace, and eternal life. I receive it all. I receive this new life, and I receive your forgiveness. I ask you to help me turn away from my past, to embrace every good thing in my future. Help me to live my life the way you designed it, extra special, just for me. Be my Lord, be my Savior. In the name of Jesus Christ, I give you my life. Amen. Amen. I think people should praise God everywhere they are right now. If you prayed that prayer for the first time or for the first time in a long time, one thing I want you to do is let us know who you are. Let me know that you prayed that prayer. I told you before, I flippin' love you so much. I really do. I want to send you a gift in the mail this week. I really love you. But what I'm more excited about is sending you some gifts in the mail that'll help you begin a new relationship with God. Because He's so much better than I am. He can bless you so much more than I can. And He loves you more than I ever can. So I want you to text the word SAVED, S-A-V-E-D, to the number 25827. If you're using your phone right now to join our service, then write it down on a piece of paper somewhere, and immediately after the service, text the word SAVED to the number 25827. If you do that this week, we're gonna send you a gift card to a coffee shop in the mail. You'll be able to use that in a couple of weeks, God willing. We're gonna send you a Bible, and we're gonna send you a CD of the type of worship that we sing here, so that no matter where you find yourself, if you ever feel like I need a bit more hope, you can just throw on some worship and just land in the presence of God. So please text the word SAVED to the number 25827. We want to give you a gift. God bless you. God bless you. Heavenly Father, I pray for every person that prayed that prayer. I thank you so much that even in this season where we've been separated from each other physically, that your Holy Spirit is at work in our lives. And I pray in the name of Jesus for every person that prayed that prayer for the first time or for the first time in a long time, wherever they find themselves standing or sitting, I ask you to bless them right now. Holy Spirit, come upon their lives. Flood their hearts with hope. Flood their hearts with joy right now in the name of Jesus right now. I release hope in the name of Jesus. I release favor on their lives in the name of Jesus. And we banish shame. We banish fear. We banish brokenness. Holy Spirit, come and seal salvation on their hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. Well, church, I want to talk to you for a couple of minutes before we transition into a time of prayer. And by the way, I'm loving praying for people online right now. Absolutely loving it. And on Tuesday night, we'll have another online prayer meeting on my Facebook and Instagram pages. That's @JesseTheNewman. And if you go to my Facebook and Instagram on Tuesday night, we'll pray for anyone who joins us on that Facebook and Instagram live. I love praying for people in this season, and we're going to do that in a moment, bit of community prayer, where any of you that need prayer, when we start to sing again in about 3 minutes, you just write down that you need prayer and what you need, and people from all over the world are going to be praying for you right then and right there, and that's fascinating. My whole staff are going to be engaging in every service online, every service this weekend, just to bless you. But right now, I want to talk about giving at Eternity Church. We're not passing buckets, obviously, but I want to tell you how you can give, and then I'm going to tell you why we need to give right now. I know we've taught well at Eternity Church about good godly teaching on finances for the last 7 years. So today I'm just going to pray for every giver after I talk about why we need to give in this season. You can give by texting the word eternity. It's up on the feed right now. Text the word eternity to the number 77977. Write that down. Do it now if you can. Write it down. Eternity to the number 77977. You can also go to our website, to myeternity.com/give. But if you don't mind, before I pray for every giver, and then before we transition to 5 minutes of prayer, let's do some real talk for a second, if that's okay. Want to be real with you. Last week, our income was about 50% of what it needs to be. We were completely online last week, and our income was down by 50% of what it needs to be. Now, some of that was due to a good reason, the fact that the giving processor system that we use was overloaded by the whole world giving online. So that's cool. We use the same system as all the other mega churches, and evidently everybody went online last week, and so that was fun. But it's also because some people who usually give in service didn't or couldn't give. And we need everyone who calls Eternity Church your home church to set up automatic giving online. That's what we need you to do today in this season. Set up your weekly or monthly amounts. Set it to recurring if you can. That will make it happen automatically every week or every 2 weeks or certain dates every month for you. And then our church will be able to budget for this season more wisely. And I'm fully aware that some people right now have less financial bandwidth because of a lot of coronavirus shutdowns. And I'm not asking you to do anything extra or above your tithes. But I am asking that every person that loves this church who does have extra financial bandwidth, to please give more, to lean into favor even further. And I want to ask you to consider making a large gift or even a number of large gifts. If you max out the fund online, the system, I want you to consider giving a large gift into our legacy fund online today. And you can do that the same way. Text eternity to 77977 or go to myeternity.com/give and then click when you're choosing the funds. Click legacy if you could do that as well. We just need to get through this together, amen. And I want to make sure that our church would continue to be an incredible resource of hope, favor, blessing, and generosity for Des Moines, Central Iowa, the Midwest, and the world, amen, the whole world. I want to honor our commitment to do missions in Guatemala. I want to honor our commitment to love and bless people in our community who don't have food. We're going to continue to do it. In fact, by the way, just this week, we got designated a flagship food and resource center in the western suburbs. And so we're going to be providing food to thousands of families in central Iowa.
Yeah.
And my whole staff is excited to be a part of that. And I know many of you are going to volunteer to be a part of that as well. So thank you. Right now, I want to pray for every giver. So wherever you are, just put up your hands. Wherever you are, just put up your hands. And I want to pray for you. Heavenly Father, in this season where there's temptations to lean out, I thank you for every person that leans in. God, you said that as we lean into favor, as we lean into tithing, as we lean into generosity, that you will open floodgates of heaven upon our lives. And that we can claim healing, and that we can claim favor, and we can claim blessing because of our faithful obedience to you. God, I declare that. I release that favor. I release that blessing. I release that hope on every person in our church, on every giver in our church. God, thank you, and I pray that every gift given would be multiplied favor on their lives in Jesus' name. And everybody please say amen. And again, like I say every week, as the lead pastor at this church, thank you so much for believing in the heart, the vision, and the mission of Eternity Church. Thank you so much for your generosity. I love you. God bless you. I'm going to walk off this stage right now. And I want to end today's service with a time of community prayer. Let's all pray for each other. Write what you need. Someone will respond and pray. If it's personal and you don't want to share it, just write, pray for me. God knows what I need. And my whole staff will be responding to you and praying for you right now during this next 5-minute time of worship. And I want to encourage you, if you don't need prayer right now, just use that moment to pray for others and to worship with us. I'll be back up in 5 minutes to bless you and to pray for you as we go about our week. So God bless your church. Let's lean into favor. Let's lean into prayer. Let's lean into worship right now. Come on, let's worship.
Thanks for joining us. If you enjoyed this, share it with your friends or neighbors. This coming weekend or next, we'd love to see you at church. You'll find locations and service times at myeternity.com/locations. We're also on Facebook and Instagram at My Eternity Church. Have an awesome day. Love you heaps.